Chuck Norris, legendary action hero, Walker, Texas Ranger star, dies at 86. By Jerome Hudson and Warner Todd Houston on March 20, 2026. Chuck Norris, the iconic action movie star, whose martial arts mastery launched his decades-spanning movie and TV career, has passed away, his family revealed in an Instagram post on Friday. He was 86. It is with heavy hearts that our family shares the sudden passing of our beloved Chuck Norris yesterday morning, the Norris family statement said. While we would like to keep the circumstances private, please know that he was surrounded by his family and was at peace. To the world, he was a martial artist, actor, and a symbol of strength. To us, he was a devoted husband, a loving father and grandfather, an incredible brother, and the heart of our family. He lived his life with faith, purpose, and an unwavering commitment to the people he loved. Through his work, discipline, and kindness, he inspired millions around the world and left a lasting impact on so many lives, the statement continued. While our hearts are broken, we are deeply grateful for the life he lived and for the unforgettable moments we were blessed to share with him. The love and support he received from fans around the world meant so much to him, and our family is truly thankful for it. To him, you were not just fans, you were his friends. We know many of you had heard about his recent hospitalization, and we are truly grateful for the prayers and support you sent his way, the Norris family said. As we grieve this loss, we kindly ask for privacy for our family during this time. Thank you for loving him with us. The sad news comes just one day after TMZ reported Norris was hospitalized over the last 24 hours on the island of Kauai, Hawaii, after an undisclosed medical emergency. Norris, who hasn't appeared in a feature film since 2012's Expendables 2, was one of the most iconic action stars of the 1980s. Quite an accomplishment when you're talking about a decade filled with iconic action stars from Arnold Schwarzenegger to Sylvester Stallone. The legendary martial artist Bruce Lee cast Norris in his 1972 film Way of the Dragon, which helped launch Norris' acting career, shortly after the two became friends following a chance meeting at a competition. Starting in 1978, one of the most accomplished karate champions in the history of the sport became a star with Good Guys Wear Black, and steadily appeared on the big screen straight through to the mid-1990s. The Octagon, 1980, An Eye for an Eye, 1981, Silent Rage, 1982, Lone Wolf McQuade, 1983, Missing in Action 1-3, 1985-1988, Code of Silence, 1985, Invasion USA, 1985, The Delta Force 1 and 2, 1986, 1990, are all considered action classics that remain popular to this day. Starting in 1993, Norris brought his star power to television with Walker, Texas Ranger, which ran for 200 episodes and 8 seasons on CBS, and then another 4 years in a series of popular TV movies. Norris wore his patriotism on his sleeve, never shied away from his conservative political beliefs, and spent years as a columnist writing eloquently about them. If reluctant Republicans and other freedom-loving citizens don't rally now behind GOP nominee Donald Trump, we could elect Hillary by default, or by those who merely stay at home on Election Day, Norris wrote in a July 2016 column. Norris says he met Trump once, 42 years prior during his retirement event as the World Martial Arts Champion. That was it. I haven't seen or spoken to him since. However, I will tell you, I liked him. He was very friendly and sincere, the Expendables star wrote. I truly believe that the people who have a negative view of Trump will be pleasantly surprised when he becomes the leader of our country, Norris continued. I also believe he will make positive changes that will benefit the people who need it most. If Republicans cannot come together as a unified body, then we most assuredly will lose the presidential election, and, consequently, lose many congressional and Senate seats, Norris wrote. The Democrats will then dominate Congress, as well as the presidency, for God only knows how long. And most grievous of all, justice seats on the U.S. Supreme Court will be filled by Hillary's nominees, and their next decade of decisions will certainly dismantle or destroy what is left of our republic. By all accounts, Chuck Norris continued his martial arts regimen until his passing. He posted a video marking his 86th birthday, showing himself sparring, letting fans know he's still got it. I don't age. I level up, Norris captioned the post. I'm 86 today. Nothing like some playful action on a sunny day to make you feel young. I'm grateful for another year, good health and the chance to keep doing what I love. Thank you all for being the best fans in the world. Your support through the years has meant more to me than you'll ever know. Jerome Hudson is Breitbart News Entertainment editor and author of the book 50 Things They Don't Want You to Know About Trump. Order your copy today. Follow Jerome Hudson on Twitter and Instagram at Jerome Hudson. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston. Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at X/Twitter at WT Houston.